little more painting to that porch floor yet to do, and we're gonna try and get those.
I'd like to call the August 10th, 2016, meeting of the Tacoma Landmarks Preservation Commission to order. First on our agenda is roll call. Present this evening, we have Commissioners Chase, Flowers, Johnson, Thorne, Williams, York, and ex officio McClintock. Item two on our agenda is the consent agenda. We have excusal of absences for Commissioner Schlosser. And then we also have minutes in our packets from the July 27th meeting, as well as two administrative reviews. Are there any additions or edits to the consent agenda? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Commissioner York, is there a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Commissioner Johnson. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right, moving on to item three, design review. First up, we have old business, 1410 North 6th Street. So I'll turn it over to staff for a report.
Thank you. The Landmark Preservation Commission voted to defer this application at our last meeting on July 27, 2016, pending submittal of additional documentation regarding the condition of the windows and siding, including a bid comparing replacement versus repair, and the applicant has submitted those materials. Just a review, this house was built in 1906, and it's a contributing structure in the North Slope Historic District. The applicant's original intent was to remove the existing aluminum siding and repair the underlying siding. Upon removal, it was found that large portions of the original siding are missing and are damaged beyond repair, and the original double beveled cedar drop siding would be difficult to source. The applicant is now proposing smooth face Hardy plank lap siding with a 5 1/4 inch with a 4 inch reveal. The cedar shake siding on the front and the rear gables will be replaced in kind. The soft material was previously replaced with wood that is not exterior grade. This will be replaced with tongue and groove cedar. The belly bands will be included where they currently exist in overlarge fascia at the porch area to replicate the original style. The window trim was found to be damaged and altered, and the window sashes are decayed and held together with duct tape and L brackets. The window frames have been replaced with 2x4 material. The damaged trim will be replaced with wood trim that is a closer match to the original design, and the windows will be replaced with Milgard composite ultra series windows. To meet egress requirements, casement windows that appear to be single hung will be used. Only 3 decorated picture windows and the leaded glass in the front window would not be replaced. Action requested is approval of the above scope of work. The standards that apply there are the North Slope Historic District design guidelines for windows and for exterior sidings and materials. The analysis of this property is a contributing structure in the North Slope Historic District, and as such, is subject to review by this commission. 2 3 picture windows and the front leaded glass would be preserved. 3, the majority of the original windows were found to be altered, rotted, or beyond repair. 4, according to the design guidelines, composite windows are an acceptable replacement material. The window trim will be cedar. 5, the wood siding was covered with aluminum siding. The applicant intended to repair the wood siding if it was intact. 6, the siding was found to be beyond repair. 7, hardy plank siding has been approved in this district by the commission when siding replacement was determined to be necessary and appropriate. 8, the cedar shingle will be replaced in kind. 9, the applicant has provided a bid comparing replacement versus repair and additional documentation as per the commission's request. Staff recommends approval of the application. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anything additional that you guys would like to add to that?
Not unless there are objections.
Okay. All right, commissioners, have you had a chance to look over the additional materials that the applicant provided? Do we have any questions or concerns about those?
I can see that there is some rot in some of the windows, but it's not overwhelming in my mind. Maybe I'm too simple-minded, but it doesn't seem insurmountable. The glazing needs to be redone, that's obvious. Sticking a key, like in these photos, into the separation between the two pieces of wood doesn't really show that it's coming apart. I guess it's not overwhelming evidence in my mind that the windows need to be replaced. They could be fixed. And also, as far as the siding, you've got a lot of new pictures which show that it is damaged. But I was wondering, this reveal, this, have you measured the distance between overlap to the next overlap? Mm-hmm. What is it?
There's, it's about 2.5 inches.
2.5, yeah. And you're proposing to go to 4. Mm-hmm. So that'll drastically alter the appearance of the home without that finer detailed overlap. And then the bottom edge of each overlap is round. Hardy is pretty well squared up. So, you know, it's the subtlety of the details is what really makes a distinct difference in the design and the feel of the house. So going to 4 with square edges, it'll look just like a manufactured home, other than shape.
Well, 4 inches is half the size of what was there before.
Yeah, I understand that. And you're doing, it's a good thing you removed that aluminum. That's great. But if you could, and you've discovered the original underneath, so it would be nice to keep the original. That's all I was saying. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I went by the house today and looked over it, and I have to agree with Commissioner Johnson that it seemed to me that most of the damage on the siding was located at the corners and toward the lower portions of it. The estimate of 50% replacement that I seemed a reasonable one for estimating purposes, but I'm not sure that you're going to require that. And again, looking at the windows, I have to say, some of those windows, at least from the street and from the alleyway, look like they might need to be replaced, but there are other ones that, at least from that distance, seem like they would not need to be replaced or could be repaired. So I'm kind of, your request is total replacement. And that's always very hard for us, I think, as a commission, to agree to unless we have very specific information about each window and so on. And so, anyway, that's just my 2 cents.
Do any other commissioners have any comments or questions?
Just that I agree. I don't believe there's a total replacement that's been shown here, that's necessary. And I know that we requested additional information, and I do appreciate that you've provided additional photos and memorized the windows, but maybe a little bit more to convince a total replacement.
Windows or siding?
Both.
Well, it's true, you can repair anything. I think there's a cost balance factor here, and I provided an estimate for repairing the windows, which is dramatically higher than replacing them. We don't have to replace every window that's there, but then you've got a house that looks awkward. And if you want a uniform-looking house that's period-appropriate in appearance, I would think that you would want to have all the windows match. The windows that are by far and away in the best shape are the picture windows, because they didn't have anything to let water in and damage it inside and out like all of the movable ones do. When you talk about the siding, you don't see obvious damage in the body of it, but you look at the corners that I showed you, and they're all cut up. They're sawed. They sawed those so that they put the aluminum siding there and tack onto it. There's no way to repair that. You'd have to replace all of that. So yeah, it might look like just a saw cut, but the entire side to where you butt up against your next trim piece has to come off and get replaced. If there's any damage in the body of that, it's shiplap siding. You can't just take a piece off. You have to work your way up. And this is stuff that's been on there for nearly 100 years. It's old, it's brittle, it's been baking underneath aluminum siding. And if I try and replace that or repair it, I'm going to damage it. I don't know how much of that siding I can say. If it was
20-year-old site, if it was 30-year-old site, if it was 50-year-old site, it would be a different story, but it's not. It is what it is, and if I try and take that off or repair it, then I'm going to get halfway into it. Here's my, I get halfway into it and then realize that it's a lost cause, and then what do I do? I mean, I can abide by whatever the committee says. It's not my house, but I'm trying to approach this from the customer standpoint. I'm trying to advocate for them if this were my house. And having some experience in dealing with this, I am trying to present the best option, not only to you, but to them. So I'll take you guys out there and we can try and take a piece off and you can see what it looks like. But I don't know how to from here show you what exactly the condition of that is.
Mr. Spencer, got your name right? I'm sorry,
yes.
I'm Ruby McKnight. I was not at the last meeting. I'm staff to the commission. One thing, I don't know how much you got into this at the last discussion, but was it discussed that it is a drop siding as opposed to a bevel siding?
It's a
right,
double bevel shiplap siding.
Yeah, so it's rabbeted or
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's not like a normal bevel siding like a clapboard where it's a tapered profile
right.
And nailed on layers. It's this is actually a not as common around here.
Yeah.
It's good.
It is milled at $3.50 a mill foot. I provided costs for what I determined reasonably. But and then again, I don't know if it's going to be milled precisely. I'm sure it's going to be real close, but then you've got two different looks of siding. You've got old siding. There's no way I can make old siding look like new siding. I can scrape it down. I can prime it. It's still never going to look like new siding when it's butted up against each other. So
I have personally removed, aluminum as well as vinyl from the top of these lap-sided houses, and he's correct. I mean, it just, you can't work with the old material. It splinters the minute you try to take it off and replace sections or whatever. You do get splintering, and I mean, it's just the practicality of it. And I personally feel like if we could have a smaller reveal, I'd be okay with the hardy in the smooth situation. I do feel like not all these windows are shot. I think those windows could be reworked, and I don't think that they're so far gone that they couldn't be saved, and they are the original windows. So I guess I'm kind of split here. I feel like I'd be okay with a smaller reveal, more in keeping with what's there, but I do agree with you that I think you're going to have to end up replacing, even if part of that siding that's there right now looks like it could be, the fact that it's lapped and the fact that he's going to have to replace boards within, certain sections, it's like old leaves. I mean, it just breaks when you touch it. And when you try to pry it off the house, it just splinters. So I do think it would be really cost prohibitive and really, I want to reward the homeowner for taking the aluminum off. I mean, because sometimes you get a nice surprise and the siding underneath is still in good condition and you can, you can pretty much work with what you've got. But I think the pictures here prove that it's probably not that case in this particular house. So that's my point of view.
I would concur with the aspect of the reveal being closer to the historic than the common.
And
yes, it's more because you do have a historical home. That was a nature of the historical character of the house. So approximating it, if it has to be replaced, is part of living in a historical district. And I own a historical house. I know exactly what you're talking about. Because yes, a previous house I had something put on it, and they did exactly the same butchering before they put the material on it. So I understand exactly where you're coming from. But you are dealing with a historical house in a historical neighborhood. It should have some representation that shows that, which the reveal is part of it.
Any other commissioners have comments? Duke, James, do you have any other comments or feedback?
Oh, you're going to put me on the spot?
I just want to make sure everyone's heard if they have a
meeting. I wasn't at the last meeting either, so
I wasn't
there. I don't know the full context of the conversation, but I think that it's lapsiding. I think the lapsiding is in bad enough shape where I think it warrants replacement. And I think that the design guidelines allow for hardy or a cementitious lapsiding to be used as a replacement. I think that if there isn't an available cementitious lapsiding product that has a 2-inch or whatever, 3-inch or whatever this reveal is, which I don't believe there is, I haven't seen it at least, then the smallest exposure lapsiding should be available to the applicant to use. Regarding the windows, I wasn't at the last meeting, but the pictures that I'm seeing, at least the majority of the windows look, or several of the windows look like they're in really rough shape where they're held together with brackets and there's obvious rot and deterioration. I think that those should be allowed to be replaced. And I understand the applicant's concern that why would we replace these windows and not the other windows? I kind of and tend towards to side with the applicant.
I'm also torn about the siding. I think I appreciated the cost estimate that you put together. I thought that was helpful to see what that price difference actually is, and then especially basically you don't know what you're going to be getting into once you start taking it off. And while you are making an improvement by taking the aluminum siding off, and I think we all appreciate that, and it would be nice if we could keep this siding, but I totally understand and think that the option that you have provided does meet the guidelines that have been set out in the district guidelines. So I appreciate that. The windows, I'm still a little stuck on, some of them do look very damaged and in need of replacement, but others seemed like they weren't as deteriorated. And I appreciate you numbering it, but then going back through, I had a hard time reconciling which ones were which. So that's my thought on that. And I didn't know if it was where are the most damaged windows located? Are they on just kind of one or two elevations, or are they interspersed throughout?
I would say that all of the upper dormer windows, those are the most, the ones that are salvageable are, like I said, there's a picture window, two picture windows that were mostly covered up front. There's one picture window in the back that those could be saved. Mm-hmm. All of the operable windows seem to have suffered, certainly the ones up above, most of the rot is. But all of the operable windows have, over time, the gap increases and water gets down. There's water that gets down to the grooves where it slides up and it pools down there. And so there's, those are the windows that have took the most damage. And then there's the bathroom window, which isn't period appropriate, it was replaced. So, does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
And your plan is to replace the detailing on the windows, on the exterior of the windows, to what's currently the outline is that appears there. Is that the case?
Yeah, there's a 6-inch header with crown molding wrapped around, and then there's a metal cut. The sill actually goes into the framing, but we'd have to cut that off with the nose, replace the nose with a metal cut pieces here, and then put on an apron of the same type of crown molding that's above. And then the legs will be by 4. The advantage to the homeowner there is they would actually go against what we use the sheet rather than go over the top of bevel siding and let all the water inside.
And the smallest reveal you can get on hardy is 4 inches.
4 inches.
Or it looks like a stack when you get down to the bottom.
Yeah, you can.
Can you rip them and make them smaller? Or is it?
You're dealing with rigid boards, though, when you rip them and you start laying them out, you've got, the end doesn't lay flat down, it sticks out.
Okay.
The same reason you can't tighten up the exposure.
So the same thing.
Yeah, it just starts mm-hmm. kicking it out.
Right. The sub, the hardy's
not
available.
Because it's
not
enough to, yeah.
Right. Got it. So I'll raise the question, just so we can bat it around. So hardy plank is allowed in the district under certain circumstances. We have a tendency to see it as the option. It's only supposed to be allowed under certain circumstances. So those circumstances are never outlined, but it's not supposed to be the first option that you jump for. So the question then becomes is, should this siding be hardy plank if it's only can be gotten at a 4-inch reveal?
The thing I struggle with is the fact that they removed the aluminum siding, and what they found underneath they're not able to replicate with today's materials in a cost-efficient way. So I guess that's where I net out is I do think there's enough damage, and I think it would be too difficult to patch and replace, and I also think it would be cost prohibitive to try to mill the beveled siding. $3 a linear foot is probably more than they paid for the house. So I feel like this warrants replacement. I would agree with that. And I do, you know, window-wise, I think you do have windows you can save, and I think you can approximate the existing windows closely with, you know, new wood double glazed windows. So
they're proposing Milgard Composite Ultra. It's a fiberglass window, mm-hmm. but it has similar profiles to a painted wood
almost
window.
Identical. Yeah. Okay.
I'm okay with that.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Have you looked into any deconstruction companies that might have some of that material available?
What type of material?
The siding.
Siding.
Yeah, deconstruction does that all the time. There's a company down in Portland that regularly has large supplies of houses that are literally deconstructed where the materials you're talking about could be available and at a reasonable price. It's an extra step to keep it historical, but yes, it is becoming an option. It may not be yet.
I did not look into that, though.
Okay.
Is there a tapered cedar siding that has a thinner butt to it?
There is. I don't know that there is any with the rounded edge like shown on the house.
I mean, there's cedar mill companies, like there's one out on Vashon Island that will basically make anything for you, but it's just a matter of cost.
I think that's what Rick's talking about is the $3.51 a lineal foot for the milled cedar.
If we were to use even 4-inch beveled cedar, we would just, $1.70-something a foot, which would double because we'd need to, to get the 5-inch reveal that provides. If you cut that down, you can cut that down to like a 2.5-3-inch reveal, but then you're back up to $3 a square a foot. And these people just don't have it.
And I think that their original intention was good. They wanted to remove the siding that was not original, and they wanted to restore the siding that was underneath it. They found that not to be feasible, so they're looking at other options that are within their budget, and I think that cementitious lap siding is the closest match. And it's unfortunate that we can't restore every old house to the Department of Interior standards, but I think that that's not the intent of the district. I don't think that's the intent of the design guidelines. I think that there's room for homeowners to do what they can within the means that they have.
Yeah, I would agree with everything that Commissioner Steele's stated related to the application, and And all that I can say is I think that the proposed application is way better than what was there before the siding was taken off.
All right, any other questions or comments, or is someone ready to make a motion?
I'll throw a motion out there and let it go to a vote.
And then we can discuss,
And then we can discuss. I move to approve the application for, hold on, sorry, unless someone else wants to tell me the address, I have to scroll. 1410 North 6th, as submitted.
A motion made by Commissioner Steele, is there a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Commissioner Jensen. Is there any discussion?
So as submitted, so we've agreed to replace all windows?
That would be, we haven't voted on it yet, so that would be what you would be voting on. Oh. It would be replacing all of the windows with the type that they presented in their application as
there
well.
There was an exception to that.
Exception,
there was a
yes.
Decorative window.
Yes,
correct?
With the exception of the fixed decorative windows.
With the leaded portion of
the
windows as are staying. Right,
and replacing the siding, but with the hardy.
With the smooth hardy with the form
and
exposure.
Then the cedar shakes in the gable ends.
And included is the window that they've submitted as well. So it's the full meal deal. That motion is.
Yes. That's what the discussion time is for. Does anyone else have anything that they would like to comment or say in regards to this motion? No. Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? One opposed?
Should we raise hands for...
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
All those in favor, raise your hands and say aye.
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 Okay. Opposed?
Opposed.
Okay, two opposed. Motion carries. Thank you. And staff will get you what you need to move on. All right, thank you for your time. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for coming back.
All right, moving on to item 3B, new business, 716 North L Street. Turn it over to staff for their report.
Thank you. Built in 1889, this is a property construction in the Northfield Historic District. The applicant is proposing a new alley access two-car garage to the rear of the lot. The garage will be 18 by 27 with a 5x12 pitch and a maximum roof height of 15 feet, which is below the existing home. The siding would be smooth-faced hardy plank, and the windows would be double-hung 400 series Anderson Woodwright windows. Pine will be used for the window trim. The doors that open to the yard will be orange, four-panel, smooth-faced fiberglass, and the garage door will also be fiberglass. Action requested is approval of the above scope of work. The standards that apply are the design guidelines for the North Slope Special Review District, garages, and parking and new construction. And then, the analysis is this property is a contributing structure in the North Slope Historic District, and as such is subject to review by this commission for exterior modifications and accessory structures. Two, the garage is detached, alley access is not visible from the primary right-of-way. Three, the proposed garage height is below the main house, and the height and design are consistent with the garage in the district. Four, the roof pitch and materials are also within the guidelines of the district. Five, the proposed door, siding, and window materials are in line with the district's design guidelines for new construction. Staff recommends approval of the application. Thank you.
Thank you. Is the applicants?
We are.
Do you have any? Oh, wonderful. Do you have anything that you'd like to add?
No, I mean, it's written up.
Great.
You can look at it. I just want to build another garage that looks just like my house.
Does anyone have any questions, or do you, first of all, do you agree with the staff report in general, or have any questions about that?
The only concern I have are the horizontally lined out windows. And I know they're not really seen from anywhere but in the house, but I would suggest that you go with more of a vertically aligned window, which is probably more in keeping with the house than the more modern look of those horizontal windows that you've
got. My concern on it was, so it's going to be basically a workshop.
Yeah.
And I need a certain amount of wall space.
I see.
So I'll make them as literally as vertical or as large as we can.
Okay.
Double hung is necessary.
Great.
But I just don't need as much light, and I do need the wall space.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
So. Oftentimes, on historic homes, when they have high windows like that, they break them up into like three panels, not with like a fake thing.
If you
but
want
just,
something that slings or whatever.
Yeah, they actually put a mole, a window mole between the different panes of glass so that it's really broken up. And that might be a way to kind of modulate the window pattern in a way that might be more keeping.
Okay.
Home.
So your double hungs are in the attic area, is that correct?
How tall is the garage?
15.
15. And that's the code maximum. Mm-hmm. Is that correct? So you're maxing it out.
And the... Sorry. In your description of the door, the exterior doors, you say four panels smooth fiberglass. Does that mean the doors have four panels in them, or are they
wood panels, no glass? Okay. So just like
I understand what you're talking about. The difference between reading the description and looking at the picture. So that was all. I just wanted a clarification. And the garage doors will be.
We really haven't decided. I want it to fit with the house. I also want it to be paired correct for that part of the.
So that might be something that when the motion is made...
That might have some bevels in it. It just, at this point, we haven't picked exact materials yet. So.
Marshall, are you saying that that's something you would like to see? Or would you want that to be just an administrative
review? I think that could be an administrative review item. That was what I was going to say.
Great.
I feel the same way about the horizontal windows. If you guys come up with something that you like better or whatever, I'm fine with that being administrative as well.
I would suggest probably to I don't know if this was already stated, but for the horizontal windows, I agree with from a staff perspective on the divided lights. Also, that they would probably be fixed or awning type windows instead of a sliding hung window, just because of the configuration.
Yeah.
That could be a recommendation, though, as well.
Yeah.
No. I would be fine with that as a recommendation rather than a requirement.
Yes.
Given that it's not seen from the street. And I agree with the smooth lap siding being administratively reviewed.
Anything else? Any other comments or questions from commissioners? Someone ready to make a motion?
I make a motion to approve the submittal for 716 North L Street with a recommendation that the windows be reviewed as well as the garage door by staff for administrative review.
Motion made by Commissioner Williams. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Flowers. Is there any further discussion or comments? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. All right. Staff will be in touch with you in regards to that. So thank you for your time and for sitting through it.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Item 4, preservation planning and board business. The first item is the amendments to guidelines, bylaws, and inventory. And I think, can we not chat right now? Sorry. I will turn it over to Ruben to go through the amendments to the guidelines, bylaws, and inventory.
Never mind. So this is a little bit earlier. I'm trying to get an early start on this because I anticipate things are going to be busy here coming up. So I wanted to put out there for the commission a little earlier than October some of the because the commission reviews its bylaws, the inventories, and so forth on an annual basis as needed. There's been some discussion over the past year about some design guideline changes and some inventory changes and changes to the bylaws. And so I wanted to get ahead of all that and try to, I mean, they're very simple things, at least the list that I have. But I wanted to get ahead of it so in case there are things that are missing, that and I'm sure that some commissioners may have a bigger list than I do, but I wanted to at least start. And so the things that are sort of on my note list right now are, first, the historic inventory. I think that I had Commissioner Steele point out to me that a house that we had listed as built in 1889 was actually built in 1940, because the house that we had listed in the inventory was demolished in 1939. The joke is, of course, that, you know, we update the inventory only every once in a while. So. correct the build date, but leave it actually as a contributing structure. And I probably should have included a picture of the house. It's a fairly plain house. It's very typical of 1940. Then 1320 North 8th, this was actually in discussion last year for being included in the inventory, but we erred on our notice on that, and so set it aside for the time being. We didn't notify the property owner in a timely fashion heading into the hearing, and so we did not include it in the update, but I think the commission last year recommended that it be included as a contributing structure. The second thing is in the Wedge North Slope Design Guidelines, there's been some, earlier in this year, we had some strong discussion about whether or not vinyl windows should be allowed in new construction, since you don't allow them on, generally on existing houses, they're not considered historically appropriate, and there are a couple of projects that have come up where it's been very, very clear what they are, and the feeling is that they have not blended well within the district. And so, we have an attempt at some language here just to modify the design guidelines for new structures. And, you know, I guess from a theoretical standpoint, when you're talking about a new building, and I don't know if this includes garages for the commission, but when you're talking about a new building, it is a large capital investment. And there are, you know, there's expensive vinyl windows, and there's cheap vinyl windows, and there's expensive alternative, you know, not vinyl windows, and there's lower cost ones too. And so I put this out there for discussion. Is that, you know, new construction should use windows that are wood or mimic the appearance of wood, including clad windows. Vinyl windows are generally not acceptable for new primary structures in the district. And also indicating that muntins and grids should be true or simulated divided light, because we get a lot of initial proposals for those metal grids in between the panes, which the commission always has to say you can't do that. The design guidelines, just as by way of background for the North Slope District for the new construction, are actually the remnants of the original design guidelines for the district, which did not directly address windows in a material sense. And so this language is now for the first time really getting there. We have the extensive guidelines for existing buildings that have a lot of language on windows. And then lastly, discussed the procedures for notice regarding when there's a major project, major addition, new construction, or whatever in the district, that there should be some provision for providing special notice to adjacent property owners. Based on the discussion, I essentially added language into the bylaws as proposed, and it's in here in the red in context in the bylaws, but basically says that under other review policies, notice for major projects in residential historic districts. So first, for projects involving new construction and additions to existing homes that affect primary roofline, form, or foundation plan, the commission shall send notice in the form of an agenda to adjacent property owners. And adjacent is defined as properties on the adjoining property lines, properties directly across the street or alley, and properties adjoining the properties directly across the street or alley. That we had some discussion about how extensive, and we don't want to get to a public hearing situation necessarily. But there was some back and forth of where to start, and so this was the product of that discussion. And then lastly, that this does not include construction or alterations to accessory structures, so we're not going to be sending out a bunch of notices to people for people building garages, but if it's in addition to a house, then yes, it would be. So those are my changes. Our normal schedule for this would be that through our discussion, we would actually have final recommendations on the first meeting in October, and that we'd set a public hearing date at that time for the first meeting in December, and then they would go into effect as the commission determined in the beginning of 2017. So that's what I have. And
thanks for doing that. Yeah. And being proactive.
I thought now, you know, I mean, it's August 10th, so, you know, a couple weeks it'll be October.
It will, actually. Did someone have anything that they would like to add or edit within this so we can provide feedback to Ruben or in general are we...
Yeah, we can. The commission can take some time on this too if we want to discuss it at a coming meeting in August or September. So.
Okay.
I'm fine with the wording, actually, that you use. So I think that captures the discussions that we've had this year.
I agree. Okay.
Thank you.
That sounds great. All right. Events and activities.
Thank you, Lauren. Next week we have two events. We have the Proctor Neighborhood History Walk on August 17th at noon, starting at the Blue Mouse Theater. Our last neighborhood walk was pretty well attended and people liked it, so I encourage you to get out there. Ruben will be leading it. And then we also have our History Happy Hour Trivia Night at the Swiss on the same night. And it's August 17th at 7 p.m. and there'll be prizes and we work with the Tacoma Historical Society and the Washington State History Museum, so that should be a lot of fun. And then on the 27th, we have the Hilltop Walk at 9:30 a.m. Change that start time. 9:30 a.m. now to 10:30. We'll have a Prairie Line Trail Walk on September 8th. We have more information to come soon. And then we will also have an Art Month series on building trades. So one will be remodeling historic interiors, and one will be lighting restoration workshops.
Did you say the Hilltop Historic Walk on the 27th was starting at 9 o'clock?
9:30.
Mm-hmm.
It does have one. It was changed to accommodate the Hilltop Street Fair. Okay. So just made that change a little update.
We'll have Hilltop. We think we're going to have one of our local architectural folks leading that tour. So that, you know, I don't know if we're confirmed yet. Sort of confirmed. Probably it's going to be Jerry Eisman, who did the Hilltop surveys in 1994 and 2004.
Right.
I'm doing the Proctor one, but I have a schedule conflict for the Hilltop one, so unfortunately I can't do that. And so
you mean Anders won't be leading the discussion?
Well, you know, the council members are free to take as much of a role as they'd like, and we're there to support them. McKinley actually was we were really surprised. We had, at the start of it, like, you know, with 5 minutes to go, there's nobody there, and then, like, two people show up, and we're like, well, you know, Saturday, it's nice out, you know, no one's going to show up for a walking tour in the historic district. And then within 5 minutes, 30 people showed up.
Cool.
And it was like, oh, my God. And so, you know... And so, anyways, I mean, and the News Tribune showed up, which surprised the heck out of us. And so, I'm guessing they'll probably do the same thing at Proctor, maybe not, but
probably have more people.
But I think that you know, this is clearly if these next two go well and we survive them, then you just never know. And there's lots of different neighborhood issues and concerns that come up during these things too. And so. But if they turn out to be well attended and popular, it sounds like we found some sort of need that isn't being addressed right now. So we might try to turn this into, in a way that can be managed, you know, but turn it into something, a periodic sort of episodic thing, and get maybe a collection of folks that are able to assist us in the technical side of that. And so, like, I mean, I think there's other ones like Motor Slope is an obvious one. I think that, I mean. You do walking tours there now, and we could, you know, kind of start more of a program because it was pretty popular, so and we got a lot of good feedback.
Will you be going by the houses and talk to them on the register?
I don't have the exact map. We're going to center mostly on the
commercial district.
There'll
be a couple of the houses on the register, but the route is really short, so we only have 10 stops. Keep it within that lunchtime.
Okay. So we're not going to have randoms walking by our house.
You might.
Well, you know, if you, now that you say it.
Down the route.
This weekend on Saturday, the North Slope Historic District and the Ledge, and I'm not exactly sure all of the boundaries, but at least those two areas are having their neighborhood clean up. So if you want to spend some time pulling stuff out of the garbage bins as it comes in, there's usually some pretty cool stuff that shows up. So feel free. Or clean out your basement and bring your garbage to drop off adjacently. We always pick up I think the last couple of times we've always had in excess of about 8 tons, I think, of recycle. And
do you have to live in the North Sloper Wedge?
Excuse me?
Do you have to live in the North Sloper Wedge or just within driving distance?
Can you be visiting?
There's a certain catchment area, and I don't exactly understand how the city defines that.
Yeah.
We're the ones who are doing the support work and you know providing the volunteers and so forth, but...
What about construction debris?
Yeah.
No. Construction demolition.
Nice.
No, but we're getting rid of a hot tub.
Well, then, you know, last year there were two functioning organs that... that sounds weird.
It does.
you mentioned that.
Yeah. One was a church organ, and the other one was a penal organ.
So really,
very
literal.
Cool. Yeah, very cool stuff shows up.
Yeah.
Along with 3 truckloads of tires from somebody's basement.
Oh, someone's basement.
Yeah, there's no fee for dropping your...
That is a bonus.
Yeah.
It makes me want to live in the North Slope.
Oh, goodness.
Just for that.
Okay. All right. Chair comments. First of all, thank you guys for the amazing events that you guys have been putting on. It's exciting to see so much stuff happening constantly and that people are showing up for it. Like, that's great. I just want to thank you guys for your hard work. It's very much appreciated. Second thing I wanted to mention was the September 28th meeting. I cannot be there and neither can Jonah. So who would like to... Well, actually, there are two options. We can either cancel the meeting or someone can step up to run the show.
I'm out of the country. On the 28th.
You're out of the country. So, and we need at least...
Right. I'm just going to see this guy. I'm sick. And then
September 28th.
My passport needs a stamp.
You're out.
Yeah, we're in Africa.
Oh.
So
it's out of the country, it's out of the continent.
It's out of the...
So then we
can
see the 2 by 3.
Oh, it's so nice. Have you been? Where are you staying?
We'd have 6.
We'd have 6 that day if we didn't lose anybody else. And so, I mean, it's up to the commission.
Cancel.
I don't know we have any.
Cancel.
Yeah.
Oh, can we say it like that?
Do we have any business that would be pressing that
I...
Or could we bump it either way?
I'm going to regret saying this. I'm not sure. But we can probably bump things.
Okay.
So.
All right.
It's good to know now than know later.
Yeah.
So I was trying to be practical in that regard.
<That's right.
laughs> All right. I don't have any other comments. So thank you all. It's a short meeting. Meeting adjourned.
Yeah,
how long are you going to be here? These things are so long.
I am